Welcome back to She Gets a Pod. My name is Shan. I am the creator. I am the host. I will be answering the questions the men have this season. A lot of people may not like me this season, and that's okay. A lot of men will be like, all right, we have answers to the shit that women don't want to answer. Yep. And all of this is personal opinion. I expect people to disagree with me. I expect people to not understand where I'm coming from with this. And I expect women to be in denial of what I'm answering. That's okay. That's expected already. All right. But I think in order to bridge the understanding between men and women, between the delusion, the audacity, and making sure people stay in their lane, I'm going to answer some things the men have questions about. And you are free to give your opinion under post. You are free to give your opinion through email. You are free to give your opinion through DM. And you are free to give your opinion personally. Okay? I am not offended. Okay? Your thoughts are always welcome. But they're not going to change anything. All right, with that being said, I hope you guys enjoy this episode. And each week I'll be on here answering questions the men have. All right. And these are questions from different men, not a man. So you don't have to feel so defensive, because it's not one man that has questions. It's many men. Many men. Okay. Let's go. She's back. Welcome to episode 19. If women don't like me, why are they nice to me? All right. So some women are naturally nice. And think about this. Think about this, all right? Why do we have to ignore you or be mean or be nasty to create a boundary with our niceness? That's a question for the men. Because, no lie, that's a scary thing for a woman to have to be mean or have to be nasty or blatantly ignore a man because he might mistake her niceness for her wanting to talk to him romantically or wanting a date or wanting to fuck him or wanting to do something sexually to him that she's not insinuating, right? And I don't know if y'all watch this. You should, because it's a hood classic. If you watch Players Club and Diamond's nice client who always showed up at the club and would like get dances and pay and all of that, eventually, after him coming to the club all them times, he followed her home one night. And he tried to push himself into her apartment because he thought they built up such a great rapport. Shout out to the Real Relationship Rapport, my other podcast. That she wanted him more than he thought. And that is a tricky thing when it comes to men and women, because we can't be super nice to men who aren't getting pussy on the regular.
You are now listening to another Shambi Potten podcast, of course. And if you want to listen to the other podcasts, there are other options on shambipotten.com, such as We're Right with Shan, So What Page We On Be, Creator, Cozy Womb, She Gets a Pod, Call Me When You Get Off, The Real Relationship Rapport. You can also support all these podcasts by leaving a review and listening to the episode from start to finish. If you would like to purchase merch for these podcasts, you can on the bonfire at the Shambi Potten spot, link in bio. Also, repost the clips when you see me post them. I appreciate it. Okay. And you can also subscribe to YouTube on the YouTube channel, Shannon Pods. Again, you can find me at Shambi Potten, hashtag Shambi Potten, TikTok, Twitter, IG, and the website, shambipotten.com. Now back to the show. because it gets very dangerous. It's like, as soon as a woman looks in his direction, his dick is hard. As soon as a woman says something nice to him or gives him a compliment or brushes across him or touches his hand, she wants me. No. Some women are just nice. Some women are just sweet. Some women are just gentle with people depending on their work. They could be a bartender. They could be a nurse. They could be a cashier. They could have heard you complaining and want you to calm down and have a better day. They could see that you needed help and genuinely want to help you, and that's it. They don't want your number. They don't want to go out on a date. They don't want to fuck you. And if men do not find their balance ratio between getting pussy and not getting pussy, between getting affection for a woman and not having affection for a woman, they become these high energy, ready to get active men who are ready to jump on any woman that's nice to them, any woman that gives them a compliment, any woman that looks in their direction. Or she might look tipsy. This might be my chance. Let me go see if I could get her a drink and maybe walk her to a car and fuck her. You know what I'm saying? Like, it gets really sad and just ill when it comes to women being nice to men. And it's so important for y'all to make sure, even if it's not the most gorgeous woman in the world, meet a woman on your level that likes you and you like her, where you can have somebody to hug today, have somebody to kiss today, have somebody to maybe fuck on today. So you're not super ready anytime a woman is nice to you, because women should be allowed to be nice in this world without feeling like this man's about to follow me home, or this man's about to wait till I go to my car and try to get in my car and do something to me, or this man's about to push me into this back room and do something to me because I let him get a drink on the house, or I told him excuse me or thank you. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's really crazy how men be so ready. So many men have no chill with nice women. So that's why, and the other episode I did, that some women put on a mean aura for protection, because a lot of men can't handle nice women. And some men feel entitled to certain women. I don't know why, but some men feel entitled. I look like this. I drive this. I make this much money. How could she not want to talk to me? How could she not want to fuck me? How could she not want to come home with me? Like, there's a lot of men who walk around the world and think this, right? Especially men with power. Hence why I, as a woman, I'm very reluctant for men that I don't know being nice to me, buying me drinks or buying my food or wanting to pay for my groceries, because I'm just like, I don't know you, and I don't want you to think that I owe you anything because you did this gesture. So if you're not going to do a gesture for me, just because you want to be kind or nice and be given a thank you only, please do not do some nice shit for me, especially if you're not my man. Okay? If a woman is nice to you, learn how to just let it be that. And women, if you think all you have to do is be nice to a man and he should know that you want to give him your number, or he should know that you want to fuck him, or he should know that you like him more than just meeting him for the first time, y'all have to learn how to be direct with men. Because a lot of men don't want to be caught up in that Me Too shit. A lot of men don't know how to read signals, okay? They don't have a game like their daddies did and their uncles used to. Because a lot of these men were not.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Raised by their daddies and their uncles, they was raised by their mamas. Okay? Let's
be honest. Let's be honest. Okay. Be direct. Learn how to be direct and still feminine as a woman when it comes to these men about what you want. Some women like the loud man in the room or the popular man. I don't. Okay. I hate to be with a man and every 2 seconds somebody saying, hey, and they want to catch up conversation. He got to introduce me so I don't feel left out. But he's still talking to this person, trying to get them to get the hint. Hey, I'm on a date. Hey, I'm doing this with a person. You're messing it up. We're walking down the street to go somewhere. Somebody stops and, oh, hey, such and such. Like, what are you, the mayor of the city? I don't like a lot of attention and I don't want to be with someone who has to be stopped every 5 minutes because everybody in the city know him. Like, I always say, I do not want to be a celebrity. I do not want to be famous, but I do want to be wealthy. Because when I go to the grocery store or when I go wherever with my kids, I don't want them being stopped because your mom is this. I don't want to be stopped in a grocery store while I'm trying to get my milk or my toner. Because you saw me on social media or you saw me on TV, like, I'm still a person, I'm still a human, so I don't like all that extra energy, so I wouldn't talk to a man who's very well known and could be stopped every 5 minutes when we're out and about. Some women want that man. I don't want to play defense every time I go out with my man. I don't want to have my elbows out ready to knock a woman out because she's overstepping when I'm with my man, okay? Some women like arrogant men. I don't like arrogant men because that A gets switched very quickly. That A could go from arrogant to asshole very quick. And I don't want to deal with that. Some women do, right? You got to know what you like. So for me, I'm nice to men that I know. Men that I know will respect me, men that I know that won't cross a boundary, men that I know that aren't going to say something super sexual too early and I don't know you like that, or we never been sexual, so why would you think you could say that to me? Men that won't be like, ooh, your titties look nice. Chill out. Chill out. Okay? I don't like that. Like, and that's a big reason why I grew up liking a lot of men's clothes, because men's clothes kept me safe. I didn't ask for these titties. I got these titties. But at the same time, my titties attracted a lot of young men, a lot of older men, still attract a lot of older men. So when I go out, you might find that I always have a jacket or I will wear black. A lot of times when I'm wearing a bra, I'm wearing nipple covers because my nipples are very loud. My mom knows that. A lot of my family knows that. A lot of my friends know that. It's not because I'm trying to show you my nipples on purpose. They're just very loud. And sometimes even when I have the nipple covers and the bra with some padding in it, because I don't want you to see my nipples, you still see my nipples. So me wearing white shirts in a professional space is dangerous. Me wearing cream, dangerous. Yellow, dangerous. A lot of things I gotta be aware of when I go out and stuff. I might wear a t-shirt and a bra in my house, but I can't go outside with a t-shirt and a bra because that's going to attract a certain type of attention I don't like. I don't even like people looking at me sexually that I'm not in a relationship with. I know they do it, but I don't like it. When I post, you're not going to see me turn around so you can see my ass. It's not the biggest ass in the world, but it's not the smallest. But at the same time, I'm not going to turn around so you can see my body and I can't see who's seeing my body. You know what I'm saying? You can see what I'm wearing from the front or the side, but I'm not going to give you a 360 so you can watch my body when I post. Some women purposely post with their ass first. And then wonder why men approach them sexually all the time. Because you pose like you're serving ass. You pose like you're serving titties all the time. Your titty is always one sneeze away from your nipples when you pose. That's your decision as a woman on how you pose. And what you portray, yes, people are going to have their own assumptions.
So for me, I will always like a low-key man. Yes, you have power and you have money and you're respected and you're a gentleman, but you ain't got to be loud about it. You don't need to be in everybody's face. You don't have to be in the mix all the time. A lot of people are not going to be in your face. We can go chill somewhere low-key. We could go out to eat. We could go out of town. And it ain't got to be a lot of loudness there, but we having a great time. I just need women to be selective with who they're nice to. And I need women to understand why women have to be selective about who they're nice to. That's it. I hope I answered your question on why women may not like you romantically or want to get with you or want your number or want to go out on a date with you, but they're nice to you. Okay? Find the woman that wants you romantically and is nice to you. Okay? You need both, not one or the other. All right. Next question.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.